Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
We'll be right back to today's show, but before we do, I want to let you know that you can get a free copy of my first book, Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma, when you leave a review for the podcast on Apple Podcasts, either on desktop or on your phone. All you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts, look up Think Unbroken, click follow in the top right, and then go and leave a review at the bottom. And when you leave that review, screenshot it and send it over to book.thinkunbroken.com. where you can upload your contact and mailing information, and we will send you a free copy of this award-winning best-selling book, absolutely free, including shipping. Just go to book.thinkunbroken.com to upload your screenshot review from Apple Podcasts for the Think Unbroken podcast. And until next time, my friend, be unbroken. I'll see ya. You're listening to the Think Unbroken podcast, and I'm your host, Michael Unbroken. I'm an author, speaker, coach, and advocate for adult survivors of childhood trauma and abuse. In this podcast, you will learn how to transform your trauma into triumph, turn breakdowns into breakthroughs, and go from victim to being the hero of your own story. You can learn more at thinkunbrokenpodcast.com, and of course, check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at Think Unbroken Podcast.
Hey, what's up, my friend? As we get into today's episode, I want to let you know that this is actually a pre-recorded live keynote from last year's Unbroken Conference. We had so many incredible speakers and over 2,500 people who had registered for the event. And as we headed into the end of that event, I thought to myself, I'm really going to have to share this as a part of the podcast for the community at some point. And that some point is now. So you're going to hear over the course of the next few weeks some of the incredible keynote speakers, including Dr. Gabor Mate, Jamie Bronstein, Dan Mangina, and more. If you did not watch Unbroken Conference Live, trust me, you are going to get so much value out of this. You're going to want to grab a pen and a piece of paper, because these people are not only incredible healers, but they're amazing educators. And so with that, my friend, let's get into the show.
Today, I'm going to talk about how to heal many trauma. I'm joining you from my retreat center in Katsugatake, which is outside of Tokyo, 2-hour ride from Tokyo. So I guess I'm on the other side of the planet, but I'm honored to be able to join you because of the technology like this. 5 years ago, we couldn't have done it. There was internet, but the internet was so slow. So I don't think we could possibly send these files, or we cannot be connected this way, maybe like very slowly, you know, but I guess you can see me clearly and hear me okay. Okay, can you hear me okay? All right. Okay, good. So let me talk about myself for a few minutes and then dive into the world of happy money and how to heal your money trauma. I'm going to start a 3-day retreat on how to become a writer, how to become best-selling books, how to be a writer. So I'm so excited to share with you about this topic, because this one is the core essence of who I am and how I began to write about 20 years ago. So let me just share this screen with you. Here, I hope you can see me okay. All right. Okay, how to heal your money trauma. So I call myself a money healer because I've done a lot of healing around money. I have an accounting background and consulting background. I used to work with my father, with my brother, who was a tax accountant. And also I studied a consulting firm myself. So I have helped the startup companies. And in my 20s, I made a lot of money by being an investor. And also I was busy working as a consultant, marketer. So I helped my clients succeed. In the process, I made enough money so I could retire at the age 29. And during the 4 years of semi-retirement, I got this inspiration to write a book, and I started to write ever since. And when I look at my life, I turned 55 recently. This money healing was always with me since I was a child. I was with my father, who was a very successful tax accountant, and he started teaching me about money and how to make money, how to save money, how to accumulate money, those things in my early teens. In fact, he started teaching me when I was very little. So that's why I could succeed when I was very young. And at the same time, my father got into a depression. So I started to go for a quest on how to heal him. He became an alcoholic. So even though our family had enough money, but we were not happy. So a lot of people think that more money can bring happiness. But in my family, that's the opposite. So I became interested in learning about healing, and in the process of my quest to learn about money and happiness, I became a money healer. And in my 20s and also in my 30s and 40s and 50s, I became a writer and started teaching people about how to heal their relationship with money and how to transform their money beliefs, and became financially more successful. Some people became millionaires, and in the process, they found what they loved. So they started their own business. Some people stayed in big companies, but they found the true calling in a big company. So either way, a lot of people have found peace with money. So this is what I'm going to share with you. And the reason why I became so happy and successful is that I've been coached by so many people, like Janet Atwood on my left or right. She's a founder of The Passion Test, and she is also the initiator for the movement Secret. She was the start of the whole thing. She helped run the band to start the whole project with TLC members. I became a TLC member, Transformation Leadership Council, with Jack Canfield on my left and John Gray on my right. So these are my mentors who mentored me to become a happy person. And this is a book I published worldwide 3 years ago, Happy Money: The Japanese Art of Making Peace with Your Money. And inside, I talked a lot about happiness and healing, So we go into deeper with today's session. And Happy Money is in over now probably like 24 to 5 languages and 50 countries by now. And in Japanese, I have published a lot of books. It depends on how to count, but more than 200 physical books are in Japanese and sold more than 8 million copies in the past 20 years. So I'm going to share with you the essence, true essence of what I teach. And this is my podcast, has been downloaded more than 50 million times, which is almost half the population of Japan and 15% or 20% of US, I guess. And I teach about happiness, abundance, doing what you love, financial freedom, money IQ, money EQ, your life purpose, goal manifestation, and finding your life work, and more. And how I began teaching about happiness and money, when I was, when I had 4 years off of my life in my late 20s and early 30s, because of my baby girl, I got this inspiration on writing small essays. So I started writing small essays on happiness and money because a lot of my friends asked me, why can you retire so early? How can I make money? How can I be happy like you? So I started teaching and I didn't charge anybody. I had a lot of time because all I did, it was change diapers and, you know, did a lot of cleaning. Even though we had a housekeeper to help us, I wanted to do that myself, especially for a cloth diaper, which requires 10 times cleaning a day. But anyway, during the full beautiful semi-retirement years, I got this inspiration to write. One day I was at the, I was in the park with my girl. So probably she was 2 or 3, very young, but she was able to enjoy the swing. And so we probably like spent hours doing that. And then we had a little time off with our snacks. And we saw a mother and a daughter came to the swing and they started playing. So after about 10 or like 15 swings, the mother said, okay, we got to go. And the daughter said, mommy, we got here. We just got here. She was right. They just got there. But the mother said, your mom has to work, so let's go. And she literally dragged her, pulled her out of the swing and then disappeared. She was almost running out of the park. And I saw that and really I felt this heartbreak in my heart that, oh, I'm sure if they if they can say skip the work, if they don't have to work, if she doesn't have to work, they could have stayed in the park for a longer time. And but that really hit me. A lot of people have to work because of money. So if they learn more about money, their life could have been different. They could have chosen something else. So I got this inspiration to write about money. And also I want to introduce you my mentor, Wahei Takeda, who's called Warren Buffett of Japan. Look at his smile. He was one of the wealthiest individuals in Japan when he was alive. He passed away a few years ago. And he taught me about appreciation is so powerful. And arigato in, arigato out. I had this very brief time with him at the beginning. I asked him, what is the secret to money? And Wahei said, arigato ya money. And then I got pushed from the back because, you know, there's a long line. And I just wonder, what does arigato ya money mean? And later, I had this opportunity to talk with him. And he explained, when the money comes in, appreciate the money for coming in. And when money leaves your life, also appreciate it again. By doing so, you start the cycle of appreciation. So that is Wahei's money philosophy. So I learned with him and intensely. And he talked about Morrow Up, which is also a book that I wrote with Janet Atwood that you saw with me. If you Google Morrow Up or Ken Honda or Janet Atwood, this book will come out. We wrote about him. Compassion raises your energetic vibration. It is the essence of what he taught. And this is his gold museum, and this is a book. So if you're interested in learning about him, please check it out. I think it was like 99 cents or very affordable price. And this is Wahei's dream castle. It's outside of Nagoya where Toyota is. He built this castle because a lot of girls and boys in the area is far from Tokyo Disneyland. So for the people, from the families who cannot go to Disneyland, he thought, why not build a castle? How outrageous is that? But Wahei made his fortune by selling cookies for kids and babies. So he's in fact like Charlie and Chocolate Factory. He is really the Charlie. He's like that person in the movie. So he built this real castle outside of Nagoya. And in there, you can cook cookies and cakes and all kinds of sweets. And when you go in there, you can smell beautiful, like very sweet thing. And this is kids' heaven. And also, not only for kids, but I don't know how many of you are familiar with anime. Maybe your kids are. This is a mecca. This is a secret place for all these cosplayers. So they dress up like anime characters, and then they take pictures. So this was his dream castle. And today,
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
I want you to think of money in a different angle. Wahei taught me a lot about how to look at money in a different way. So for you, if you are driving, you can do it later. But if you're just watching me, you can write it down or you can think about it. What does money mean to you? This is the most important question today. Money is security. Money is freedom. Money is a curse. Whatever that is, is what money is. If money becomes like a chameleon, it changes shapes according to what you think. And money means different things for two different people. Money could be freedom, security, power, validation, love, appreciation, self-expression, and responsibility. It depends on who you are and how you relate with money. And there's nothing right or wrong about that, but that's what it is. That's what it is. And that's what it became for you. And the reason why we are so puzzled with money is there are a lot of emotions around money, especially negative ones. So let me just point out negative ones. Jealousy, hatred, resentment, and sadness, despair, anger, and worthlessness. We don't feel worthy. That's why we can ask for a raise. We feel worthless. So that's why we cannot raise our fee. And we are afraid of jealousy. And we don't want to feel hatred or resentment against anybody. But we feel resentful toward money because there is not enough. And there is not love in the family because of money or money fights. But that's a lot of, I'd say, most of us experienced when we were younger. And also, there are positive emotions around money. So these are the five positive emotions with money: love, joy, appreciation, freedom, and happiness. I'm sure you have experienced in the past that somebody gave you money and then you feel so loved. You were joyful. You felt appreciation when somebody gave you the bonus or the money, and you feel freedom, you feel happiness. And these emotions come with money too. And it's up to you which emotions you choose. Even if you're given the same amount of money, say $100 or $1,000, you can feel love or you can feel resentful. It's your choice. So it's how much ever that is. Please remember, you have a choice. And your relationship with money, there are only three kinds. Be a friend to money, be controlled by money, and I don't know how to go back. Okay, this is how I go back. Oh, try to control money. So there are only three relationships. And the best way is to become a friend. And don't be controlled by money or try to control money. If you try to control money, you become a slave to money. And money IQ principles, I go quickly and earning and making money, spending and using money, protecting and saving money, increasing and investing money. These are all the financial knowledge about money. You can learn about these in so many places, but I have to point to one thing. It used to be like this. Everything was inflated, the stock and the bitcoins and everything. But now it's a different trend. So all the money IQs could be so wrong. So you have to be aware of that. But there's this knowledge side of money IQ. And money EQ principles are receiving money well. You have to receive well in order to feel happy. Enjoy money and feel abundance. Enjoying the money is very important because a lot of people feel indifferent. They're excited, but they cannot feel it. So enjoying the money is very important. Trusting in the flow of money. Trusting the flow is the hardest because we tend to worry about money. We feel like money may not come in. We feel like we'll be out of work. We feel like it may be hard to make both ends meet. These are the worries we have. And sharing money well. Sharing money is always important. It doesn't really matter how much you share. I advise people, when you feel money worries, just donate $1 or $2. Could be $10, depending on your financial situation. But try to feel after donating $1 or $10 or $100, you probably feel different. This feels good, you know, because it donating makes you feel that you have more than enough. So donating $1 always helps you to relieve money worries. And why is healing so important? Because we are so stuck with our money belief that happened so many years ago, like when you were a child. You were denied of a summer camp or piano lessons, and we felt so unworthy. We felt something was wrong with us. That's why we stopped dreaming our ideal life. So problems from unhealed money issues are over-earning. You may end up earning more. You may become a doctor or lawyer or entrepreneur, but you cannot stop over-earning, over-earn the money because you feel afraid. One day I'm out of work. One day I'm out of money. So I have to keep earning. Oversaving, you may end up saving money for nothing. You know, saving money is great, but save for what? You have to live your life too. So don't get stuck in the security. Overspending, people feel they're in control when they spend the money. They become addicted to spending. So overspending is not also a healthy place to be. Over-worrying and stress. Worrying about money once in a while is okay because we're humans, but worrying all the time is not healthy because most of the things we worry does not happen in reality. So if you tend to worry about money or worry about life, you have to check what's bothering you and numbing yourself. We don't want to feel these negative feelings, so we may try to numb ourselves so we don't feel anything. So when money comes in, nothing. When money leaves, nothing. So instead, you can feel both positive and negative feelings, emotions, and still you can choose. So common money drama is debt and its consequences. Divorce, family separation, getting yelled at for wasting money. How many of you have you experienced that? Bullying and jealousy. And how to heal your money wounds. I cannot go into all the details, but I'm sort of like showing you what you can do after this. Accept that what happened wasn't your fault or your parents' fault. You know, when your parents are younger, maybe younger than you now, they didn't know anything about life. They were out of work or they were just out of college or whatever happens, they were not matured. They were not secured. So they felt so insecure about life and money, but they did their best. Their best may not be sufficient for you when you were young, but can you at least understand what happened and accept what happened? Because you have a choice. Either accepting the past and move on or get stuck in the past. Understand what happened in a new light. Please understand that what happened, you cannot erase it. But the interpretation of what had happened is something you can change. You know, you may not get the bike or you may not get your dream summer camp, but still you're here. And then you can choose to feel happy too. So please find your peace inside after looking at what happened. So understand what happened in a new light. If you can give them understanding and possibly forgive them for being stupid or insufficient or incapable of bringing the best to you. They did their own best. And can you understand them? And can you forgive them for not being perfect? And forgive and feel compassion for your parents and forgive yourself too. It was not your fault at all. You just happened to be there and your parents didn't do the right job or ideal job. So if you understand everything, what happened, and then if you accept it as what it is and just give them love, you change the perspective of your life. And from now on, you can, you feel more powerful when something bad happens. You still have the power to choose how you can interpret what's going to happen. And healing money wounds heals your life. More freedom. If you heal your past, you feel more free to choose anything. Less worry and stress. And improved money management. Maybe before you don't want to touch the subject or you don't want to think about it. But now you may be able to manage it well. And more adventure and joy. Once you don't have to worry about money, you may be starting, you may be able to start planning your dream vacation or come up with a more healthy attitude towards money. And what will you do once you find peace with money is the question I want to give to you. Finding peace with money is fairly simple. I wouldn't say it's easy, because you have so many blocks about emotional energy around money, but it's very simple. It's your choice and it's our choice. Do you feel peace is more important than the stress? If so, let's find out what peace feels like and then find peace inside. And if that's what you want, you can say, over money stress, I want to choose peace. If you breathe in a few times and say that over and over a few times, I think it's nothing to do with your financial situation, but you can probably feel more peaceful and healthier. And that is the end of my presentation. Arigato is a word I want to give to you. Over the past 20 years, I have helped hundreds and thousands of people personally and with my books, and I have impacted millions of people. And in the morning, I get up in the morning and I check my email inbox, and then there are many emails coming in from all over the world saying, thank you, Ken. I've been saying arigato every day when money comes in, when we spend money, my life is completely different. And it doesn't cost you anything. So please appreciate, please enjoy your money because life is to be enjoyed. And for a lot of things, it has a price tag. So you may not be able to do everything, but if you can enjoy one thing at a time, you'll be amazed how much life will offer you. And so please enjoy money and please enjoy life. One day I want to see you in person. I started the online community. It's called Arigato Living Community. You can find all the information at kenpanda.com. I'm translating a lot of stuff into English, and hopefully I'll meet you in person. And please enjoy the rest of the beautiful seminars. And I'm just sending you all my love and all my happiness to all of you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Think Unbroken. Please share this episode with someone who could use it and help us move forward in our mission of ending generational trauma in our lifetime. And if you would, please take 5 seconds to pop on iTunes or Spotify, hit that 5-star, leave a review, and you can also reach out to us on social at Michael Unbroken or at Think Unbroken. And of course, you can check out our YouTube channel at Think Unbroken. Thank you for being a part of Unbroken Nation, my friends, and until next time, be unbroken.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.